Peter Pan. In the heart of bustling London, nestled among the rows of stately homes, lived the Darling family. Wendy Darling, the eldest sibling, shared a cozy nursery with her two younger brothers, John and Michael. Every night, under the soft glow of the nursery lamp, Wendy would spin tales of a distant land called Neverland, a place of pirates, mermaids, and the enchanting boy who could fly, Peter Pan. One starry night, as the children nestled into their beds, a gentle breeze stirred the curtains, and into their lives fluttered Peter Pan himself, with Tinkerbell, his tiny fairy companion, buzzing by his side. Wendy woke to find Peter searching for his elusive shadow, and an instant bond was formed. Peter Pan, with a twinkle in his eye, said, "I've come for my shadow, but I could take you to Neverland, where you'll never have to grow up." Eager for adventure, Wendy quickly agreed, on the condition that John and Michael could join them. Peter agreed, and with a sprinkle of Tinkerbell's magical pixie dust, they were soaring over the rooftops of London, bound for the wonders of Neverland. Upon their arrival, they were greeted by the Lost Boys, Peter's loyal friends, who had long awaited Wendy's stories. But not everything in Neverland was friendly. The fearsome Captain Hook, with a score to settle with Peter and his band of pirates, roamed the seas. Peter Pan introduced Wendy and her brothers to the delights and dangers of Neverland. They danced with mermaids, dueled with pirates, and even rescued Tiger Lily, the princess of the island, from Captain Hook's clutches. But Captain Hook was cunning. Using Tinkerbell's jealousy of Wendy, he tricked the fairy into revealing the location of Peter's secret hideout. With this knowledge, Hook captured Wendy and the boys, leaving Peter a sinister gift, a ticking bomb intended to end his eternal youth. Alerted by a remorseful Tinkerbell, Peter managed to dispose of the bomb just in time and set off to rescue his friends. A fierce battle ensued aboard Hook's ship, the Jolly Roger. With cunning and bravery, Peter Pan outwitted Hook, who found himself face to face with the crocodile that had long hungered for the rest of him. With a splash, Hook met his fate, and Neverland was safe once more. As dawn broke over Neverland, Wendy knew it was time to return home. She and her brothers bid farewell to Peter Pan and the Lost Boys, their hearts heavy but filled with unforgettable memories. Peter Pan smiled. "Neverland will always be here, waiting for your return. And remember, you can always find me in your dreams." With Tinkerbell's pixie dust guiding them, Wendy, John, and Michael flew back to London, slipping into their beds just as the first light of day peeked through their nursery window. Mrs. Darling found her children the next morning, their eyes sparkling with tales of adventure. Though she listened with a mother's skepticism, part of her believed in the magic of Neverland, a place where children could fly and the wonders of childhood never end. And so, the story of Peter Pan and the Darling children lived on, a tale of magic, bravery, and the boundless imagination of youth, reminding all who heard it that as long as we believe, adventure is never far away.